This is St. Louis Public Radio. A sales tax approved by St. Louis voters 17 years ago is causing a rift between the city school system and charter schools. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer explains why.
Voters passed the sales tax in 1999 to fund a court settlement in the desegregation case. Originally, all proceeds went to the St. Louis public schools, but starting 10 years ago, state education officials sent some of the money to charter schools. Last month, charter schools helped city schools win their property tax campaign. Then, the city schools went to court seeking to force charters to repay the sales tax money they claim was misdirected. If a judge agrees, charter schools would have to repay more than $42 million, and if that happens, many charters say they could go bankrupt. St. Louis U Law Dean Mike Wolf helped put the settlement together. He said the money was designated to help students, not the school system.
The amount of state aid and local taxing effort was following the children, whether they attended a school in the school district, in a charter school, or in the county district under the interdistrict transfer program.
But the lawyer for the NAACP, which joined the city schools in the case, disagrees. Veronica Johnson says the action shouldn't be painted as a feud between two groups of schools.
That's deeply, deeply unfortunate, but that's what the state did. And it's really the state that is the bad guy here.
Efforts by charter schools to urge the city schools to drop the suit have not been successful. I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.